What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real.
What is up, my beautiful human beings, and welcome to Peace of Mind. I'm so happy to be here to talk and express and just let all this shit out on this beautiful Sunday. New York is shining today, and actually not that windy, which is nice because we were getting hella wind, but the sun is out, the clouds are out, the trees are shining. I've definitely understood that I have this deep love for spring in New York. There's something about it. Even the people's energy is like lighter than before. And I literally just love it. I love people. Like, even yesterday, me and my friend went to the park just to like go see what the energy was, because everybody is just glowing when the sun is going out here. There's so many beautiful people to interact with and make deep eye contact with, and just people to just enjoy and see their little souls and beings enjoying the sun and enjoying their happiness. That's my splurge on spring in New York, but I am so happy to be regrouping with you guys, closing up this week. As you guys know, I'm going to be heading back home in 2 weeks now, literally 12 days. Things are going by so fast. Time is going by so fast. I am trying to soak up every bit of the city as I fucking can before I get out of here. Even recording this podcast, I am feeling very drained a little bit. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. I need to ground. I wrote something in my journal, and it says, "Young Starkeeper, stay grounded. This will allow you to fulfill your mission. You can't grow unless you're grounded." As Ari Lennox song says, you can't grow unless you're grounded. So I did some yoga, meditated, connected with some guides before doing this, and really just wanted to open myself up with you guys. So this week we're talking about being alive, just simply enjoying these like accelerating feelings and being honest with our emotions. And sometimes I feel that, just as last week as we were talking about, we're trying to be present, but we also need to feel alive in our present moment. Something about this city gives me a rush. It gives me an adrenaline rush all the time, most of the time. And I was thinking about this week when I was at the protest, and there was a line of women, beautiful beings, and gender fluid beings, locking arms as they're looking into the eyes of these police officers who have 20 zip ties on each officer. And I'm standing behind them, and I'm making eye contact with this specific officer. And I looked at him, and I just shook my head, and I said, "You know. You fucking know." You know, it's something that's so, you know, even, I don't know why I brought that up, but it was just a feeling that I had. I don't even know what that means about being alive, but I guess it's just like an emotion that I felt I could express on this podcast. It's my podcast, I could talk about it. But we then continued to walk around, and before this incident happened, we were actually dancing and walking in the circle, and they completely broke up the circle, used this purge-like sound over the crowd, and frightened many, snatched up a couple people. And, you know, it was interesting. And so just a lot of emotions. But what I did feel alive, when I did feel alive in that moment, is after they did that, my family, my community united, and we marched together, and we roared together, and we moved together. And I'm sitting here, I'm walking through this city that is supposed to feel like home, you know. We were walking through Brooklyn, actually, and we're walking through the city, And I had to stop for a second and think about how alive I am, how I am breathing in this moment with these people. I am here for a purpose. I have a cause. And it's just, it's exhilarating. It's this feeling. I don't know, New York has a lot to it, and especially for a little California girl, because if y'all ain't never been here before, and y'all from California, this shit is not the same. So don't come over here with that California hospitality, because they gonna eat your ass up. But I wrote this cute little list about things that New York has taught me, and I kind of wanted to share it with you guys. So the first one is that my energy attracts beautiful people. And I don't know if I've talked about this on here, which I probably have, but I think what I've really learned in this city and being around all these people is that my light really does attract beautiful human beings and beautiful spirits who and like minds. And, you know, it really proves the external work that you're doing, or the internal work proves when externally you are attracting these beautiful, spiritual, wholesome human beings. And so that's one of the things I feel it taught me. I also learned that you can be lonely in a city full of people. It's really interesting the way New York moves. I bet other cities move like this too, but from an outsider, insider perspective, I feel that this city can, you're around so many people and you can go into this space and there could be so many souls and energy, but you're truly with yourself. And I feel like it's really taught me how I can go out and I can meet 100 people and connect with them crazily, but I still go home and I still lay in my bed and I'm still alone. And I think it's, and I don't even mean it in a negative way or in a like, oh, I'm a lonely way, but in a way that like, you should always be protecting your temple. You should always be taking care of yourself. I feel like that's kind of how this place kind of fits for me in a way too, is that, you know, I do make genuine connections. I have beautiful people in my life, but at the end of the day, you come home and you lay in your bed and you're with you. And so I think that's important to remember when we're trying to find our identity. And I think sometimes another thing that this city has taught me is about the fucking chaos that it can bring. It is so crazy and fast paced that I'm always on the move, and my Gemini and Sag can handle it, but the Taurus cannot. And that's why I even said today, like, I had to ground myself because I was like, let me bring myself back to earth. Let me bring myself back. My Taurus was like, girl, sit the fuck down. And I was like, you're right. You are right. My next thing is that art is more important than work. I met this man, so beautiful. He's writing his own show and he's writing all the music in it and he's performing all of the pieces in it. It's his one man show. And he showed me his studio yesterday and he has this beautiful picture of Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday singing and having a performance. And Louis' arms are wide out and he's smiling. And he told me, I said, that is, I complimented. I said, that is a beautiful picture. I personally love jazz musicians. I took a jazz class. I just love jazz in general. If I was just talking about this, if I could go back in time and put myself in a time period, I would be in the jazz era. I'd be at the top in the jazz clubs like a motherfucker, probably dating one of the jazz musicians personally. But he said the way that Louis felt when he had his arms out smiling back is the way he wants to feel every time that he creates his art. And that just stuck with me because I think I'm in this, I don't think I am in this period of my life where I am trying to find my creativity. I'm trying to bring my creative self out. And this space allows me to, because so many people use their art as who they are and they express themselves in so many different ways. And there's just so much here and there's so many people and energies and traumas and beauty in everyone. And I really feel that this space really encourages uniqueness and creativity. And so that's why I also put use your creativity as your muse. I want to use my creativity as my muse. I want to share with you guys. I had an experience, which I'm going to drop a different podcast for because it was crazy. It's going to have to be its own podcast episode. But I spoke to one of my guides, my great-great-grandmother, actually, and I asked her, I said, in this fight for my people, do you feel that I'm doing enough? And she said, you are, but you must tell your story. And that's been sitting with me so differently lately because I'm like, wow, I need to write. And I've always known that writing is my passion. But to hear from your great-great-grandmother that she wants you to tell the story, she wants you to tell stories, that's different. It's different. It has sparked something different in me. And I really want to open myself up, open my writing with you guys. I really think I'm going to, I am going to be releasing some poetry that I've been writing, have been taking some things out of my notebooks that I was writing poetry. I didn't know I was writing poetry until I read it and I was like, holy shit, that's poetry. I'm really going to start gathering these things and presenting my most authentic self to you guys. It's really time to share what I have and my gift. And so I'm really excited about this. I'm feeling sparked, especially going into this next little chapter. I'm going to be opening myself up into California, and I'm going to be traveling so much this summer. Beautiful places with beautiful people. I'm going to be doing so much. And so soaking up so many energies, people, things, experiences. So I am so excited, so ready to get into this with you guys, to take you along with this journey and just documenting this experience is going to be so awesome to look back on because it's just going to show every little step of knowledge and learning that I've experienced in this time, you know. Some other things that I wanted to go over that I wrote down. Who gives a fuck who is looking? Who gives a fuck about anybody else's energy, anybody else's thoughts? Not anybody else's energy. We give a fuck about your energy. But live so freely. This space literally allows me to be whoever the fuck I want to be. And I was really just noticing this, especially with the protest and the Stonewall protest community. I actually, after my senior year, I'm like, for some little gay throwback trauma, my senior year of high school, I wore a prom dress, even though I had a whole ass boy haircut and identified with masculine energy only at this time in my life. I wore a dress, I had braids. And although I don't know how I really felt about it. Now I look back and I looked a lot better than I felt internally. But since being here, I have become so much more in touch with both of my energies. My pronouns are she, he. I connect with both my masculine and my feminine energy. I believe they're really 50-50, to be honest with you. I think at one point they were way more feminine and I was not touching my masculine energy, and then way more masculine and I was not touching my feminine energy. And now I am collabing both of them. The other night I wore a whole dress, like a whole dress. And after my senior year of high school, I promised myself I would never wear a dress again because that is not who I am. And I felt so beautiful and powerful and sexy in this dress. And it was literally just a red silk dress that literally was out of nowhere. But I feel like the more I've become comfortable with myself, the more that this space has allowed me to feel so free. And especially with Stonewall, like, there's something powerful about community, and that's exactly what the Stonewall protest has given me, a place to be exactly who the fuck I want to be. And, you know, I think it's like, it looks like you could say that on a billboard and it could be like, yeah, exactly. It's like, this is freedom. You could be exactly who you want to be. And like, everyone without even knowing is like, yeah, you can be who you want. But when there's other people around you who you can relate to emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and you're all here for the same cause, it causes something so different to grow in you. And that is exactly what the Stonewall protest has given me. So I think it's also reminding me that everyone has a place in this city. There's a place for everybody. There's a community for everybody. There's so many people. There's so many energies. There's so many things that you can connect with and find internal love and joy in. And I think that's my favorite part. And it just reminds me to be free and be you. And it's just, yeah, it just sits so good with me. And it reminds me of just exactly who I am. And especially with this time period closing, I've been like, kind of like, it kind of feels like a fever dream a little bit. But also it's like, wow, like I've only been here for like 4 months. And the kind of growth that I have right now is unfucking describable. I love myself. I love my body. I love the way I represent myself. I love the way I express myself. I love my creative outlets that are coming to life. In this time period, I've created such a base for who I want to be and what I want to give out to the world and how I want to heal the world. And it's so awesome. I'm so thankful. I'm so fucking thankful. Some other things, keep me going down the list. Follow your gut. Truly, I am one of the worst at this because I love to go to everybody and their mama and their grandmama and their granddaddy mama to ask what the fuck I should do with about things in my own life. But I've realized that nobody knows what is best for you than you. When you have a problem, when you have a situation, you have to look to your gut, and that is going to tell you what you are supposed to do. You really have to listen. And I really learned about this. I was speaking to my aunt about this. When we ask our guides or something like that, our ego can get in the way. And the way you detect what is your genuine higher self's message is the tone of the voice. Sometimes my anxiety personally, I feel like for me and my guides, my anxiety will come and be like, well, what about this? Well, what about this? Oh, what, but you're going to get in trouble. What about this? Or you're going to hurt their feelings. Da, 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 da. And it comes in kind of hot and vicious and a little spicy. But when it's your intuition, when it's your gut, it's going to be soft. It's going to be simple. And it's going to be straight the fuck up. Listen to yourself. Listen to your intuition. There's something there for you. You're not going to guide yourself in the wrong direction. You're not. Because who knows you better than you, baby? Come on. Come on. And on that note, on next on our list is you don't owe anyone shit. You do not owe anyone shit. And man, let me tell you. I think sometimes, not even sometimes, we as human beings hate to disappoint other people, and we have to realize that we do not owe anybody anything. Your happiness has to come first. You have to put yourself first, because everybody else on this planet is trying to put themselves first. And I'm not saying walk around and stomp on everybody and break their legs, but I'm telling you, when you're having a moment when you know what's best for you, but you're thinking about the feelings of another, really take a moment to find out what you want. Find out, if you're going to do something for somebody else, is that really going to make you happy? And why would you do something that's not going to make you happy? You know, it's just, I think really, we love to people please, especially my empath homies, friends, and lovers. We love to justify kind of why we people please, but really, really dig deep down and do what makes you happy. And the other day, my brother told me, my dad told him, actually, I said, this is a relay of a relay, but not everybody's going to be fucking happy about the decision you make that is best for you. And you have to accept that. But at the end of the day, you're going to sleep better because you made the decision that was best for you. And it really kind of sticks with me, and it's been sticking with me, and it's been holding me down a little bit more. So definitely following your gut. You don't owe anybody shit, and stand up for yourself. These past couple months, I think Aries season fired my fucking flame, but really understanding anger, I'm thinking of somebody personally who, me and her, I always told her that she needed to learn how to deal with her anger, but I've never dealt with anger. I think it also comes from, you know, if you're a child who is dealing with family traumas in the sense that anger is usually the way that situations are dealt with. This is sensitive. It's a sensitive, sensitive thing. It's a very sensitive thing for me. I don't like yelling. Yelling will shut me down right the fuck down. Like, it will cut everything off. But in this time period, I have realized that anger is an emotion, just as happiness is, just how sadness is. And we have to get familiar with it. I'm not saying get comfortable with it, but know how to deal with it when it comes, and know how to control it, and know how to, I don't want to say use it for good, but use it for good. You're a human being. You're going to experience anger. So you might as well, when it's happening, sit with it. I remember there was one time I had an incident, and I was so angry. I decided to take a shower because I was like, maybe this shit will literally cool me off. Like, maybe it'll cool me the fuck off. And it didn't. But I was so flustered with the anger that I didn't know even where to put my body. I didn't know where to put my mind. I didn't know where to put my soul. And so I think, you know, the universe has been putting a couple things into my face to trigger this feeling and teach me. So what are you going to do about it? How are you going to handle that? How are you going to manage that? The Sag is like, what are you going to do, bitch? Like, what are we going to do? So I feel like that's another thing. Stand up for yourself, speak your truth. I always say speak truth out of love. And really just holding your ground and standing up for what's important to you and who you identify as. These things matter. You have no idea what your words and the way you may defend yourself might educate somebody else or enlighten somebody else or really put somebody in their fucking place, and nobody's ever put them in their place. So you has definitely taught me to become familiar with anger and what to do with anger. Another thing is people will use you if you allow them to. And this is another thing about, you know, learning about how to protect your energy, how to learn when to say no, how to know when you need to remove yourself from a situation. All of these things teach us really who we are. I feel like the older I'm getting, the more like morality that I'm understanding, and understanding my identity truly in this world and what that means to other people and how ugly other people can be about things. And truly keeping my guard up, protecting myself. It makes me think of my dad, because my dad is always, when I get on the phone with my dad, I talk to him for 5 minutes at the max. But when I do talk, it's not even like that. It's not even in a negative way. It's just, we just talk quick. We're quick talkers. But anytime we ever finish the phone call, I get nobody's fucking with you, right, though? You're not letting anybody fuck with you. And me and JoJo always, like, laugh about it. But it's funny, but it's like, those are kind of my Lewis roots of, like, protect myself, protect my energy, whether it's physical or spiritual. Don't let people run over you. Don't let people take advantage of you. Be on guard, be on your toes at all times. Definitely something I've learned here. Also, don't take everything so seriously. Be light, be so fucking light. Not everything is serious. Not everything is that deep. Even though we are such deep human beings, and this is not me saying, like, when y'all want to call bitches sensitive, like, that's not what I'm talking about, because y'all need to have some emotions. Sensitivity is a humanly thing, coming from a very sensitive human being. People's energies are fragile. You need to be fragile with people who have fragile energies. Simply, that is that. But not everything is so deep, and I think sometimes I personally have, I think also the Four Agreements also taught me this too. Don't take people's words so seriously, because sometimes people's words can be a reflection of the thing that they're internally dealing with, and it's not exactly towards you. it's probably internal that is becoming a reflection. And so it's a lot easier for people to lash out or reflect themselves onto others than internally look inside of themselves and deal what they're dealing with. Human shit, I know. Another thing, there's so many souls out there. This is my favorite part about this place. Literally, I've talked about this before, though. I always feel it when I'm at the protest. I think it's because of my roots and my family and what I stand for and what I believe in. When I'm at those protests, I could feel the soul standing with me. I can feel the ancestors' souls. I can feel the souls of people's grandmothers, grandfathers. I can feel the energy. The energy is strong, so strong. I even spoke to the leader of the Stonewall protest this past week, and I just went up to her and I just thanked her for one, creating a space that allowed me to grow and love and feel comfortable, but also I thanked her for her words. Joella speaks so beautifully, a very beautiful woman. If you've never heard her speak, I hope you get the chance to, because wow. I remember expressing to her, I was like, when you speak, you are speaking from the voice of your great-great-grandmother. And when I speak from the voice of my great-grandmother and my great-grandmother, and I feel it. It's a connection. And so that is my favorite thing about this place, is the fact that you can connect with so many souls, so many people. There's so much energy. It's so fucking crazy. It makes my like little spiritual realm self like jump. I love it. It's my favorite thing. You know, it's really like depthful, and I really appreciate it. It's probably one of my things about being here. And on that note, remember that your soul matters. Take care of her, nurture her. She is fragile. She is delicate. She needs love. She needs time. She needs to rest. Give her that, because she is deserving of that. And lastly, when you speak with emotions, people will truly listen. Just to float back to the protest, I was kind of reflecting about this. There was a moment when I was speaking about when these people were standing in a line, locked in arms, looking in the eyes of police officers, and Queen was on the mic, and she was just truly speaking out of emotion. And when you speak with emotion, people will listen. And I watched Queen literally just express this pain of watching Black women, Black men, Black children being taken away, having their lives taken for nothing. And you could hear the pain, the frustration in this woman's voice. And all she is asking for is justice and safety. And fuck, just fucking justice, my God. Like, there's this, you could see it in the eyes of every person at these protests. There's pain. There's so much pain. And I watched Queen speak to the head officer, and a Black officer at that. There was a Black officer and a white officer standing in front of her. I'm pretty sure one of them was actually a Black woman. And they were speaking to her, and Queen was able to literally talk to these men to the point, these people to the point that they were able to grab their officers and ask them to leave, because they felt the emotion, and you could tell in their faces that they, in a way, were able to, I don't even know if I want to say they were understand, but they were able to surrender, and they did surrender, and I think they truly surrendered, because you could hear the emotional pain and sacrifice through every person's voice, through every person's eyes, and man, really beautiful thing to see, but really painful experience. A lot of anxiety and emotions were flowing during that time, but just really understanding that when we speak to each other as human beings, and we put these titles we have on ourselves, we put these power dynamics down, we could really fucking speak to each other soul to soul. No matter who the fuck you are, where the fuck you came from, you've experienced some things in your life, and you know, some and many are darker than others. But if you can sit in front of somebody and speak to somebody, human being to human being, and truly listen, you will expand your mind and your heart and your soul in a way that you have never felt before. And I feel like that moment really symbolized something big for me and taught me something deep. And so I wanted to share it with all of you. And last on my list is that New York bitches are bold. And we are fucking bold. But on that note, thank you guys for tuning in this week. I just, you know, I'm trying to reflect on this time period. There's a lot that I've been growing in and experiencing and feeling. And I just felt that this episode would give you that little piece. So I hope these little things that I've learned here can help you in your home, in your space, in your temple. And we can take both of our energies and both of our lessons and moralities and grow something so beautiful. Thank you guys for tuning in. I can't wait to see you guys next week. I'm so thankful for you guys. Thank you for your love, support, and being. Be peaceful today. Protect your energy. Wrap yourselves with light. Make sure to give somebody love. Remember that you are deserving of healthy and genuine love, and that you can give and receive genuine love because you are fucking deserving of it. 110%. So know that I love you and that I want to give you genuine love. Happy Sunday, y'all. Stay blessed. Stay beautiful. I love you.
Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.